Daniel Benjamin was at the National Security Council in the Clinton administration. Now he's a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. We turn to him for insights into the man most frequently mentioned as a suspect in the attacks on the U.S. yesterday, Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden is in his mid-40s, very wealthy, originally from Saudi Arabia. Daniel Benjamin says the pivotal event in Osama bin Laden's life was going to Afghanistan to help the Muslims there fight against the Soviets.
When he returned from this event, where he was known as a financier and a supporter of Mujahideen, of the fighters against the Soviet Union, but where he himself is not believed to have ever carried weapons, or at most perhaps once, he came back to Saudi Arabia at the time that, right after the Gulf War, and U.S. troops were stationed there. And to a pious, extremely pious Wahhabi, this was considered, this was a blasphemy. And that, it is widely believed, set him off on his trajectory of anti-Americanism. And he replaced mentally the Soviet Union as the central evil in the universe that was oppressing Muslims with the United States, which was suddenly occupying the land of the two mosques.
Now, he has spent his considerable fortune in that area. The United States asked the Saudis to kick him out of Saudi Arabia. He went from there to East Africa and from there back to Afghanistan. Now, why? I mean, what is his motive? Is it religious? Is it because of his conservative religious views that he hates the United States?
I think his ideology is far more religiously oriented than that of any major terrorist that we have confronted in the past. And in his mind, in the mind of many of his followers, the violence that he seeks is divinely sanctioned.
Even in the Muslim world, isn't he regarded as an extremist? I mean, there are governments within the Islamic world that that he would like to see overthrown because he feels they are also corrupt.
Absolutely.
He has a very sort of purist view.
Absolutely. I think that the version of Islam espoused by bin Laden is anathema to the large majority, even the vast majority of the world's billion or so Muslims. That needs to be kept in mind by everyone at a moment like this. In addition, for most of those countries, most of those moderate Islamic countries, bin Laden is at least as great a threat as we perceive him to be. In fact, the only countries with which he has had good relations over the years are Sudan, whose National Islamic Front government gave him refuge for a number of years and with whom he worked closely. And if you can call it a government, Afghanistan, the government of the Taliban.
His radical outlook includes the idea that Muslim lands should be restored, that a whole part of the world should be ruled by what he calls the caliphate.
Yes. Well, the caliphate was established in the 7th century after the Muslim conquest, you know, after Muhammad and the conquering forces rolled out of the Arabian Peninsula and conquered lands as far away as Spain and the Maghreb, and as far to the east as, I believe, Iran. This is considered the golden age that needs to be created. His ideology is almost exclusively backward-looking, except when it comes to the tools to achieve this, in which respect he's eager to use modern, sophisticated technology.
Do you think if Osama bin Laden did not exist, his movement would exist, or his movement would carry on without him?
Bin Laden was certainly a pioneer in forging an alliance among many different radical groups, really stretching from Algeria or Mauritania to the Philippines. From one day to the next, Osama bin Laden is gone. The problem is not gone. Even though this ideology is appalling to so many millions and millions of Muslims, there are many, many who find it attractive. And this ideology grows out of profound discontents across a broad swath of the world, and it will not go away in 10 or 20 years, even. I think this is going to be with us for a while.
Daniel Benjamin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Daniel Benjamin is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.